Hey guys, welcome to the Save Continue podcast, where every other week we get together and talk about video games and video game related stuff. As always, I'm Shanae Howard, and with me is Tommy Shelby.
Hello, maybe we should start saying occasionally we get together and record a podcast.
We did pretty good. We did miss last week, but yeah. Somebody has children, so it's most unfortunate.
Last time wasn't my fault.
Last time was my fault.
You bitch.
I was not feeling good. I was feeling mentally and physically not great, so.
But now you're better.
Anyways, hi, I'm Tom. I'm here.
Oh yeah, the other one talk about video Ryan. Games.
Oh yeah, I'm Ryan. Excuse me. I'm Ryan. Hi.
Ryan Robinson.
Yeah. You see me?
Yeah, I see you.
Okay.
If you're watching us on YouTube, they also see you.
I spend the entirety of most episodes looking at my feed and the call. I'm always looking at my
face.
Funny
is, like, I am trying to look you guys in the face, yeah. Even though that doesn't work.
Yeah, you gotta look at the camera.
Yeah.
That's how you look. That's how you make it feel like they're looking. Like, does it feel like I'm looking you in the eye right now?
Kinda, well, you have a lot of glare from the screen,
let me get serious.
Now I just feel romanced.
But now I can't really see you guys that well, so let me put these back on. Okay. Hi.
Hi. So, since we last talked, I've been playing even more of Tommy's. I know I've been playing more recently in the last couple months, especially since I finished Witcher.
Oops.
What?
Hold on. Never mind.
There must be a Witcher Otomi by now. Someone must have made one.
I think it's just called a porn parody at this point.
Sure.
I mean, not even like a parody. I mean, there's plenty of sexy in that.
Is there?
Yeah. Lots of boobs.
I remember the
one. Yeah, there's a lot of sex.
But
there's full penetration, right?
I bet there isn't.
I mean, there is on a unicorn.
I bet there isn't. I'm going to look it up after this. I bet there isn't.
What are you going to look up? Witcher full penetration? Because that will find something for you.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look up Geralt Witcher penetration.
Geralt is his name. So Geralt is not going to help you.
He knows his name.
Geralt will help me. I assure you.
But yeah, no, especially since I finished Witcher 3, I've been playing a lot more Otomis, and I 2022 is going to be a great year for people who like Otomis, and I've been waiting for some localizations to happen, and I've joined some like groups and forums and like waiting for updates, but also like I don't know if I will still be like in Otome mode by a lot of the time these games come out. So I think I'm already starting to get like a bit burnt out because like I keep like switching between like four of them right now because I get tired of like the gameplay with one of them. And I know like it's a visual novel. There's not like a whole lot of like actions that you're doing, but they do have like different like categories. When you start the game, like you pick like your love interest then. And so the entire story is like based off of that. Like you have like a little prologue you play. The other ones, it's like a lot more like conversations tree based. So like you'll have to like later unlock the romance with the person. So sometimes it's like, so sometimes like you're replaying like 60% of the story over and over again, and the last 40% is like different. And that just like gets frustrating. Also like. Yeah, so, and then I've been playing some, like, Ikemen games. I did, back when we used to do, check it out, I did one on one of their, like, earlier mobile Otomis.
Ikemen Sengoku.
Yep.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
For whatever reason, I assume because so few people make a video about that, that video is one of our highest viewed things. you should just start an Otomi channel and instant success.
Yeah, call it Otomode.
Yeah. You should know me.
Yeah.
There's something about Ninja.
Yeah.
Only Ninja tell me. It's actually a lot longer podcast than someone would probably think. But yeah, so I've been kind of doing that. I've been thinking about, you know, you talked about doing my own share. Like, back, obviously before COVID, you know, I did, like, kind of start recording that one thing about a tell me, so that I wasn't super enjoying it. I've been rethinking about writing an episode about them, just because, like, I do think that, I mean, there's obviously, like, there's just more nuance in there than I think a lot of people realize, and I want to talk about it.
Yeah. And it seemed like community of gamers who are starved for content. Like, not starved for, you know, games, but starved for, like, you know.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, like, I don't know any other, granted, like, maybe there's more genres that I just, like, don't know. But, like, there are, like, people who will, like, play Atomies and, like, get the, like, and there's only, like, the Japanese version or whatever. And yeah. They'll, like, download it to the Raspberry Pi or something and play it on their TV and take their phones and just, like, real-time translate as they play. Or some do it on their computers, too. And I don't know any other things that people were like, yeah, I'm going to, like, there's no patch for this. I'm just going to tough it out with Google Translate. So
yeah. But I mean, like, I mean, I could be wrong. I'm sure there's some Otome YouTube channels out there, but, like,
yeah,
you know, why else would our video on that game of just me and Ryan making fun of it do so well? You know what I mean? Like,
because one third of us loves it.
Like, someone was searching for content on that game.
And I imagine, you know? I imagine they watched the video and they heard me and Tom's remarks and they were just like, this isn't what I'm looking for at all. And then
I'm sure you're right. I'm sure you're right. But, like, you know, it just seems like there's some potential there.
Yeah, for sure.
But
yeah, no, I didn't want to, like, write it before I get, like, burnt out on them. And granted, the fact that I'm playing, like, four of them at the same time is probably not helping.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want all the boyfriends. So
who doesn't?
Yeah, how do you keep all the boyfriends straight if you're playing four of them at once?
Though, all right, so I really fell in love with this one Atomi, but it was a lot more horny than I thought it was going to be.
Horny and the artwork was, like,
very horny, and the artwork was, like, super Capital dreamy. H. And then, like, there's, like, a sea, and then there's, like they're, like, kind of, like, you know, alluding to it, and I thought it was just going to, like, black out, but then, like, I get this, like, beautiful picture of, like, these two people in bed, and, like, you don't, like, see, like, the boobs or anything, but, like, you get, like, the hints that it's there and they're naked.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, my God, if Ryan and Tommy saw this, they'd make fun of me so much for playing sexy Atomies. Yeah.
Nah, dude, I've been fucking around with Persona 4 Dancing All Night, which I haven't played since it originally launched on Vita forever ago,
mm-hmm.
and, like, I forgot, like, one, that game is very much an Otome with some rhythm elements to it.
Sure.
Two, like, I forgot how horny that game is.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's much hornier than any other Persona 4 game.
Sure. Persona 5 is very horny as well.
Apparently that's the... I don't think Persona 5 was that horny, because,
So, let me tell you about a character named An Takamaki, who, when she gets stunned... she just sticks her butt up in the air like that. That's in her leather cat suit.
And to be fair, when you sleep, you do that.
I don't do that anymore. I haven't done that since I was a child. I don't do that anymore.
Well, that's not true.
Fan service, but, like, I mean, and I will say, like, the first palace. What's the name of it? The prison thing that the school does?
The prison thing?
The guy, the coach.
Oh, what was the coach's
name? Coach McGurk.
What was the coach's name in Persona 5?
Coach McGurk.
I don't know. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, nobody remembers. That guy sucks, I guess.
No, we just want to block him out of our memory. But I was like, no, that palace is also pretty horny. But I mean, I just think this needs to be, like explicitly, like, sexual, like, just, like, not, like, alluding to it, but, like, actually that. But yeah, no, there's definitely that, not even alluding, but just straight up that in his palace.
I mean, honestly, within, like, the first hour of P4 Dan, you got, like, four underage Japanese idols who were, like, hogtied.
Kamoshida, that was his name.
Oh, Kamoshida, yes. Yeah. Kamoshida's palace, yeah. Yeah.
He liked underage girls yeah. a whole lot.
Yeah. Most would say too much.
Sure.
And it is very easy to cross over into the threshold of too much, honestly.
But no, this one, like every route, there was like, just like they like you didn't always get like pre like artwork of like them like in bed or whatever, or like with like a blanket around them, like alluding to where they just had sex, like or anything like that, which is like more than a lot of other Atomi games on the Switch. Like, I don't know if I've seen any other that like aren't obviously like bad mobile ports that yeah. like aren't just, but
that's
I don't
know
that. But it wasn't like, it wasn't, I mean, it was just like, I didn't expect any horny into it because I'm used to playing for like 60 hours and then getting to see like a kiss on the cheek and be like, yes, yeah. I'm so down for this.
And, catering to their market though, you know, yeah. like,
but it was, but I will say like, it was honestly though, it was pretty nice because like a lot of the romance in there was like pretty adult and like a normal human being conversation. Like sure. there was things in there where it's like, where it's just like, yeah, no, like, all right, like, I love you. I want you to be my husband. And then like, and they're caught in a rainstorm, like, we're going to get married. Let's uh-huh. just do it. That's a thing.
Yeah.
And
that's how Ryan had his conversation about getting married, you know? He's just like, let's just do it.
Sure. Actually, that's not...
normal conversation.
That's not far off, actually.
Right. Yeah, I know.
I was there.
I mean, he was recording it. Like, sure. It wasn't like there. But yeah, yeah, if anybody is listening to this and wants a semi, like, horny, but also, like, really nice romance, to tell me, Olympia Soiree. Though there are, like...
They all gotta have a word like soiree in there, yeah, you know?
Something French.
Well, I'm finishing up Steam Prison and...
Wait, Steam Prison?
Yeah.
Is it steampunk?
No, it's a prison of Gabe Newell's making. that's
yeah,
a gamer joke.
It's like steampunk. And then also...
umbrellas and balloons and shit.
I'm trying to... I'm blanking on another game that I've been playing.
It's our fault.
I'm sorry, Shanae. I'll shut up.
Man, now this is really going to bother me now. But, yeah, I'm playing two different... playing two different Ikemen.
Hey.
He's at work. He has a job.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's right. We don't.
Oh, yeah, Codex Realize. Why did I just forget that? But also, I replayed a little bit of Nightshade, too, cause just trying to remember, like, how that went and how that gameplay was. But, yeah, so I've been playing Codex Realize. It's one of the more, like, popular ones on Switch, and it also has some fan discs that were made that that were ported over. There's, like, it's one of the, I think the only ones on the Switch that has, like, extra downloadable content. It's, like, a... more like AAA, you tell me, or like the more expensive ones. But like I went from Olympia Soiree to like Codex Realize, and Codex Realize, like I am like 10 hours to this game, and I don't even know if like anybody likes my character or if my character is a crush on anyone. It's very like plot heavy, where it's like, I feel like this is not really an Atomi, it's just a visual novel. Like yeah.
Probably the case.
Yeah, but, like, well, apparently, like, the other DLC has, like, where you can get, like, have the wedding and, like, cute, like, holiday moments and stuff like that, so that one's more romance-based. I'm like, I gotta buy, like, two other things to get... I bought this for the romance. But, yeah, so just, like, kind of, like, went something super romance-heavy and, like, it's mature without being, like, super explicit. Yeah. Like, to something just like super story heavy, and like I get why people like this story and like this game, but I am, and like I've seen so many like people in the community like talk about like how characters are in this are like their favorite characters ever. I think it's just because it is so story heavy, but I am just like not connecting with like any of them. I don't think they're like because normally when I like characters, I know it's a 2D person. I'm not like actually horny for this like 2D boy.
You sure?
But I'm like, all right, let's do cute personalities, have like cute like moments. Do like sometimes they do have like really cool stories and like in there. But the artwork's gorgeous, but I'm just like not feeling any of these. There's one that I am feeling, but I just want to like, I think it, like I don't know what his character actually is like, and it's like one of the later routes, and I haven't gotten there yet. But I feel like based off all the other routes that I've played, or as much as I've played of it, I don't think there's going to be a lot of romance. I'm like, I don't know if I can... Like, I hope the story is a lot different with different characters, because otherwise, I think I'm going to just drop it.
It's okay to just be friends with people, Shanae. You can just be his friend.
But I need all those beautiful artworks, and the only way to do that is to get all the good and bad endings.
Sure. What is a bad ending in an Otome? Like, is that, like, you break up?
So we can go from, like... where y'all, like, help each other reach your goals, but, like, you're just friends, to, like, you being put in a cage.
Wait, hold on.
It's a really wide spectrum.
A bad ending in an Otome is you being friends with the person?
Yeah.
It can be.
What don't
like,
you
it's
get,
some
Ryan?
Of them. And then some of them, the guy, like, just breaks and then puts you in a cage.
Okay.
So you can never leave him, you see.
Sure.
It's called getting friend-zoned, Ryan.
Oh, right. That cage is some if I can't have you, no one will energy.
Oh, yeah, no, that's 100% what it is. Like, you will never leave me, no one can ever speak to you, touch you, like, you are mine now. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so, and then, like, and then, but most of the time, it's just, like, death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what, like, more, like, what I
expected. You were, like, the guy, like, but then, like I said, some of them are just, like, I'm like, oh, this is a pretty, like, this is not a bad ending.
Sure.
Like, I'm just going to go live my life. I can go meet someone else. It's fine. Though, like, yeah, there's, like, I forget what the under is, whatever the thing is. But there's just, like, the ones that, like, they seem all, like, nice and put together. But inside, they're an absolute fucking psycho. I know there's a lot of people I know that do love that trope. And they're like, yeah, in real life, I would never want to be with someone like this. But digitally, I want this. And I'm just like, I don't know why. But you do you. And there's enough of it where it's a pretty common trope. But normally those have, like, the worst endings because they're, like, the controlling ones who, like, do weird shit.
Shanae, have you heard of that game? I think I'm getting the name right. Boyfriend Dungeon? I think I might be getting it wrong. But it's this game. I'll have to look it up. But it's this game where basically, like, it's kind of like a dungeon crawler a little bit, and like all the boyfriends are like different weapons, and they have a human form, and then they have like a sword form or a spear form or something like that.
That's the ultimate boyfriend right there. If you can become a melee weapon,
I think it's
as
called...
as well as a movie date, that's the perfect.
Yeah, I had it right. It's called Boyfriend Dungeon, and like all the different boyfriends are different weapons, and like you build your relationships with them, and I guess. The stronger your relationship with them, the stronger, the more effective they are as a weapon in combat.
What system is this on? Because then I want to play this.
It is on Switch, Windows, and Xbox.
All
right. I watched a friend of mine play it, like, maybe, I want to say, like, a year or so ago, and they seemed to really enjoy it, so I figured this. I don't know why I didn't bring it up to you back then, but this seems like a game that you might like.
Because you just don't enjoy seeing me happy. It's fine. I understand.
That is also true. I hate when you're happy. So I wanted to withhold that from you.
No, I appreciate you. I have it on my wish list now.
Yeah, it came out last year in August, and it seemed like the dungeon crawling element of it seemed okay. Like I haven't
played it. Dude, that just came out last year?
Yeah.
Man, I remember hearing about that game like fucking 3 or 4 years ago. That's crazy.
Yeah. And I know that they did some work to update the game, because I know that there was some criticism of the game because they like there was some elements.
The boyfriends weren't hot enough?
Well, no, there was, like, some, like, elements of the game where, like, some, like, one, like, I think one of the characters, I don't know if he's one of the boyfriends, but, like, one of the characters is, like stalking you or something like that, or, like, something, like, really toxic and abusive. And they kind of, they updated the game to, like, include, like, trigger warnings for people who, like, have dealt with that stuff to, like, kind of, like, if, like, I think they, like, they gave you the option to, like, omit it, like, to, like, skip that part entirely, or that aspect of the game entirely. So I know that the game has gone through, like, a few different updates since its release, but I've heard nothing but good things about it since it came out, so I think you might like it.
Definitely. Like I said, thank you. It's on my wish list now. Or whatever the save thing on your Steam thing is, or not Steam, Switch thing is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I also played Halo not too long ago, and I'm still bad at the game, but I had fun doing it, so that's it. So that's my funny corner.
Yeah. You know?
I'm trying, but it's not working. I think it's because I am not... Yeah.
Are you playing on controller?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Though I need to get a new one because I think
smash the other one.
No.
What happened to the one I gave you? Remember, I gave you a controller.
Yeah. What happened to that one?
It's the one that you didn't give me.
You broke it.
So the USB port in there is getting a little loose. So sometimes when I'm playing it, the controller will die.
Yeah.
Or not die, but like. Stop working.
All right.
That's not helping with being bad at it.
Sure.
So
maybe it needs new batteries.
I tried taking it off, but it didn't work. Yeah. But then we had another controller, and we let and Berto let one of his coworkers borrow it. But they, like, and Berto never told me, but the guy like quit and moved to a different state.
Wow.
He didn't tell you because he didn't want you to get mad.
Are you mad?
Yeah, and I'm just like, I'm a bit annoyed, yeah.
Yeah, I would
be. So am I.
Let's call him up. Let's call Berto up.
Right, let's get Berto on the phone. Like a radio show.
And so,
settle this whole controller situation.
I told Berto, I was like, well, you either like need to get like get him to mail it or buy me a new one.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So, supposedly, like a month and a half ago, he was going to mail it, but we'll
continue monitoring the situation as it develops.
Yeah, no, I'll update y'all next time, and then you know, or just like
you're not getting that controller back though.
I could just buy my own controller, I guess, and get like divorced or something.
Whoa! I do think it's I had a friend that I let borrow a game like 10 years ago or something like that, and like. He was moving to like another place, and when he was packing, like my game ended up in one of the boxes that he sent off because he's like going to move in with his sister or something in another state. And then he told me later that he had done that, and I was like, well, I need you to reimburse me for the game, and I never got my money. So you can imagine what the state of that friendship is now.
Thomas?
To be fair, I have lost games of Ryan's. I've lost, you know, and people have lost
you
it of mine.
You also bought him a lot of games, too.
That's true.
Yeah.
If I ever see you again, I've got many controllers you can take your pick from.
That would be nice. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, no, but actually, no, I have one last thing to say, though. But, like, honestly, though, with the Tomy games, it's probably been, like, the best as far as North America goes since the PS Vita.
Mm. Yeah.
And, like, I've seen a lot of, like, discussions and people bringing up, like comparisons now for, like, the games that Switch is going to get and, like, things are going to be localized and library it has versus, like, the Vita. And it's, like, and it's super fun to see. Like, it's really nice that another, like, it's another console we can actually, like, play stuff on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does seem like a lot of the stuff that used to be released on Vita is, like, now getting released on Switch. And so it's really cool that, like, you don't have to miss out on that stuff because if you're somebody who, like, has a taste in a very niche, like, sort of game, it's good to, like, know that there's somewhere you can, like, you can play all that stuff.
Well, also, just, like, yeah, that and also, like, just like because it's become like it's getting a more popular genre on the Switch and stuff like that. There's just so many things that like that I didn't think would get localized or in it that are getting brought over to North America. And there's like a lot of things that are just like not. They're not socially okay, and that's why like, a lot of people are like, "Oh, this is getting localized." And I'm surprised like they think Western audiences are going to be okay with it because there's just like some cultural things that are just like it's a staple somewhere, but it's not like somewhere else. So it's just like, and not that it's okay in the other aspects and some of it, like example I used for like putting people in cages is not okay,
right?
But like. It's through a different lens. So some of them, I forgot what the name of the game is, but there's like one coming up where like it's two brothers and they're fucking, and like that's like I wouldn't really see them bring like localizing that for a Western audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they all have to go through the ESRB, you know. So if they want to be on a major platform,
yeah.
Well, it's coming this year.
Sure. Those brothers are coming.
Yep. So,
gross.
What have y'all been playing?
Since we last talked, I feel like I've been going through a lot of games, man. I got the platinum for Ghostwire.
Nice. Congratulations.
I don't recommend doing that.
Okay.
It's a very fun game.
How long would you estimate that it took you to do that?
Not a terrible amount of time, maybe like 50 hours, but like
it's not bad.
It's just not the most fun. Like I feel like time would be better spent playing something else at that point.
Right.
Like play through the main game, but like then it's just a collectathon, like more so than Donkey Kong 64 or Banjo-Kazooie. Like it's heavier with collectibles in those games.
Right. And does like the collecting seem like sort of like samey? Like is it just like you're doing like the same thing just with like different items?
I mean, some of it is, right? Like a lot of it is you're sucking up these spirits. And like that's the same. You just gotta go around all over the place and look for these fucking spirits.
Yeah.
Suck them all up.
Some of them are a little bit more varied. Like there's these yokai that you have to hunt, and like that's a little more fun. But like I would say just play through the main story and then put it down.
Yeah.
I got the platinum for House of the Dead remake.
So how is that on, like, you're playing it on PlayStation?
I'm playing it on PlayStation, okay. Yeah. So I bought it on PlayStation because the gyro controls across the board, whether you're playing it on Switch or PlayStation or whatever, Xbox doesn't have gyro, I don't think.
Yeah.
It's not great. It's not fantastic, sure. Right?
Usually isn't.
But the upcoming patch for PlayStation will have move support.
Nice.
I played House of the Dead 3 and 4 on move, and like, while it's not the same as a light gun, it's a hell of a lot better than gyro controls.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
Either way, that being said, I played it like, you know, I always get disappointed with these games, right? Like, I remember Super Nintendo buying Revolution X. I mean, like, yeah, I'm going to play fucking Revolution X, and not having any sort of light gun for the Super Nintendo, I played it with the fucking D-pad, you know?
Not great.
I was like, this fucking sucks. But then sucks. I ended up loving it.
Yeah.
You know?
I wonder if that game had...
So, yeah.
I wonder if that game supported the mouse.
I don't know.
That's a good one.
I ended up platinuming it with just the analog stick, and while it's not as enjoyable as it would have otherwise been, like, it's still a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Still a super fun game. Really good remake, considering they didn't have the source code for it.
Yeah.
And, like, this is the same team that did the Panzer Dragoon remake. And they're going to do Panzer Dragoon Zwei and House of the Dead 2. I think also Front Mission as well.
Front Mission rules.
And it's like, it seems like they've just made it their mission to remake old Saturn games that you can't play anywhere else, you know? I'm like, that's fucking rad. But it's super fun, man. And I think with Move, it'll be a fun game to play just like, you know, with a friend or whatever when they're over.
Yeah, and like, I think Move is fine, especially considering how many games there were, like, there had been on PSVR that, like, that were like the Move was your surrogate for like whatever gun you're using and whatever game. And it usually worked reasonably well. Like, I had a reasonable reasonably good time with super hot VR.
So
I think
exactly.
I think that it works. I think it lends itself pretty well to like a light gun type of game, which now is kind of like, I know that like they're kind of people are running out of reasons to like implement the Move controller in any video game, but like it's kind of making me want like I would love a resurgence of like light gun games. Like I was like, give me another Time Crisis, please.
I think that's the genre that really lends itself to VR now. Like, yeah. I'm surprised that House of the Dead remake isn't on the Quest, yeah. You know? Which, who knows? Maybe that'll come at some point.
Time Crisis is working pretty well on the Switch with the Joy-Cons.
I'm telling you, dude, those Joy-Con gyro controls for aiming a gun, not great.
Mm.
But,
I mean,
anyhow... It's a fantastic game. It's so fucking fun, and they did such a good job with the remake. And if you want a fun afternoon, like, that's a 5-hour platinum, you know? Yeah, really good stuff. I bought Death's Door, and I've started playing that. I'm enjoying it so far.
I love it.
But then I got Diablo 2 sure. Resurrected, and that's all I've been playing. Actually playing that right before I got on with you guys James Sandusky.
Can we go back to Death's Door? Like, what are your thoughts on that? Because I don't know, like, that I've heard you speak at length about that game.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, I think if you're looking for something that's basically Zelda, that's a little bit harder than Zelda, You know? Like, it's great. It's great for that itch if you don't have a Nintendo console. I like it. Shanae, I'm not like all about it, but I do imagine I'll finish it after I'm done with Diablo.
Shanae, have you heard of Death's Door? So, like, tell her what Death's Door is, Tom.
So, like, you're a bird, right? But I guess, like, all the birds are, like, reapers.
Yeah.
So, like, you're going to, like, take somebody's soul or whatever when they die, but then, like, they knock your ass down and, like... I don't know. At that point, like, until you get that soul, you are aging. You're no longer immortal. So you've got, like, a limited time to go and do that.
Oh.
Essentially, it plays like an old Zelda game, but it's got a nice art style to it, and it is harder than old Zelda games,
The music is fantastic, too.
I mean, Hatchful Boyfriend is that pigeon dating simulator, yeah. And that one had a really great story, actually. Yeah. So, I mean, bird games, man.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I like one of the things that, like, because I'm somebody who, like, definitely, this is something that would, like, I think would definitely have gone into our old segment, All the Small Things, because one of the things that I like about that store, because you're playing as this little crow, and he's a little crow with a sword on his back, and, like, when he stands still, he, like, cocks his head the way, like, birds do when they're just, like, not doing nothing, and it's really cute, because he's a little cute little bird, and I like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good looking game, you know, but, mostly Diablo Resurrected, man. Sandy and I were playing right before I got on. And then of course, Tuesday seems to be the day. I'm sorry.
What are you playing as?
An Amazon.
Cool.
Hippolyta. I named her, you know,
sure.
Nice. Yeah, I'm playing as a physical Amazon and that's going really well.
What's Sandy playing as?
He's got a bunch of characters. He has not made it as far as me because he seems to be focused on trying to platinum the game.
Sure.
So he started a couple of hell characters and then they die, so he has to start over. Sure. You know,
I see him
not hell, hardcore characters.
I see him playing a druid.
When we were playing just now, he's playing Necromancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good, man. It's been so long since I played the game.
Yeah.
That going back to it after playing so much Diablo 3, mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
So
it's really good.
They have it where you could toggle like the new visuals and the old visuals,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's neat.
And it's actually
not
I like yeah, it's neat when games do that. Not a lot of remakes do that.
Yeah.
I think Monkey Island did it, Halo did it, you know.
Oh yeah, like, Halo Chief Master. Yeah. Sometimes I'd accidentally switch the visuals, like, not meaning to, and that was always, like, weird. I'm like, because it was always, like, whenever I was, like, in a like trying to shoot something.
I'll do it when I get to a new area just to take a look, you know.
Yeah, check a look.
But it's interesting because this new coat of paint is literally that. Like, it literally just runs on top of the old game,
right?
So it looks modern but feels the same, you know. Man, it's just so good, you know, like having rune words back and having skill trees actually be skill trees and having to fucking min-max everything and all that, you know, it's a lot of fun.
When you spec in Diablo 2, that's like a commitment, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, you can respec technically an unlimited amount of times, but it's very difficult to do
Whereas, you know, in Diablo 3, you could just like move stuff around as you please.
Right. Well, that in Diablo 3, you just unlock skills as you progress. They just automatically unlock, you know. I love Diablo 3. I really do. I think a lot of people talked a lot of shit about that game, but, like, there's a reason why, for a while, that was the third best piece of, the best-selling piece of PC hardware or software, you know. Yeah. Like, that's fucking nuts. That game was very successful. But, yeah, going back to 2 is fantastic. It's got me, like, cautiously excited for Immortal, which comes out next month.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. And especially now that they have a PC version of Immortal going, like, that'll be nice. But we'll see, man. But yeah, I imagine I'll spend a lot of time with it. I don't think I'll platinum it because, like, that's ridiculous what they're asking you to do, you know?
What's the most ridiculous trophy you saw?
Well, they want you to get to level cap twice, once with a hardcore character. And, like, Diablo 2 is a game that most people don't reach level cap, you know? So.
Yeah, that's a lot of grinding.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, you get to a point in, like, the late 80s, early 90s to where really the only way for you to gain experience is by fighting Bale or Diablo.
Yeah.
You know?
That sounds very tedious.
I don't want to do that. So, but been loving it. I've been playing a little bit. Sonny got me turned on to the fucking Capcom Arcade Stadium, which I had known about before, but like it kind of confused me as to exactly what it was, you know? And it's essentially just a storefront for them to sell their old arcade games, you know? Mm. But like, it's pretty fucking rad. Like, the whole arcade aesthetic, I don't really care about. It's neat that you can, like, pick what sort of old Capcom cabinet they're running on, you know? But it's just, like, a super cheap way to get some really good Capcom games, you know? Like, these games are $2 a piece. If they were sold on PSN, they'd be, like, $5, I'm sure, you know?
For sure.
One double.
The version of Super Turbo that they have on there is, like, better than the Street Fighter Anniversary Collection's version of Super Turbo, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun. They're getting ready to put out, like, a Volume 2, and we'll see what's on that, but that's it, really, just all that shit. Diablo.
I forgot to mention it, but I always get the names mixed up. Heavenly Sword, the one where it's like schizophrenic.
No, that Heavenly Sword. That's Hellblade.
My brain sucks, but so I guess like Birdo's never like heard of it before until recently. But he recently found out about the game and got it. And so he's been playing through it and came out and was, like, telling me all about it. I was like, yeah, no, I know about that game, baby. And he was so stoked. He's like, yeah, like, you hear these voices. And I was like, yeah, it's supposed to be like this. He's like, oh, well, they did a really good job. Because I feel super unsettled the entire time.
Yeah.
So he went into it, like, kind of, like, I guess, like, pretty blind about, like, what it was supposed to be like. But he always plays with his headphones anyways. So it's just, you know, normal for him. But I thought it was, like, really cute. He was like, really stoked about it because it's like different than what he's been playing for like a long time, and he had a great time. But he also in San Antonio, they've like now opened like a new like esports like coliseum thing.
What?
It's
heard
like
something
a,
about that.
Yeah, so Berto went and watched. I forgot what game it was, but watched some tournament there, and he said it's actually like really nice.
Cool. cool.
Like, they have, like, he sent me a picture, and there's, like, there's a lot of, like, spaces for the seatings. It looks like, it's, like, a, looks like a giant auditorium. Like, it's, like, has, like, it's pretty, like, tall. It, like, it looks like when you look at eSports, like, or, like, E3, when they're, like, doing, like, the Smash battles and stuff. It, I mean, obviously not as big as that room, but I was, like, oh, but it looks professional as fuck.
Cool.
Yeah.
This is the first time hearing of that. I'll have to look into that.
But yeah, no, I meant to mention that earlier, but I forgot to. But yeah, Ryan, what have you been playing? What do you want to talk about video games?
Okay, so I've been playing a lot, but I want to say the most pertinent to me right now is the Evil Dead the Game came out this week. And holy shit, as an Evil Dead fan, I am very much enjoying the game. So basically the premise of the game is you have a team of four survivors which are made up of different characters from all three movies and the Evil Dead TV show, and they all have different, they all fit into different classes, like all every version of Ash it like fits into like a different class. So you have like leader, warrior, hunter, and support.
Oh, I was just thinking, like, it's just Ash, but, like, different skins. So, like, Ronald McDonald Ash.
Well, it is different. It is different skins, right? Because, like, they're Ash at, like, different points in, like, in the history of these movies. So you have Evil Dead Ash, and then you have Evil Dead 2 and Army of Darkness, and then Ash vs. the Evil Dead. Gotcha. Like, and they all look different because, you know, he's a different age in each of those things. But then you also have
Ronald McDonald.
no, Ronald McDonald. But they have, but they're like, they have like the different characters from all the movies and the TV show, and they also fit into those different classes. And so you have your team of four people, and then they're against a demon who can either be controlled by AI or by another player. And the demon's job is to stop the survivors from completing objectives. So basically, the objectives that you're trying to complete are you're trying to piece together this map that will tell you where this artifact is that you can use to, like, purge the demons from this world and then secure the Necronomicon. So the demon is going to try to stop you from doing that by spawning different enemies or, like, and, like, they could spawn enemies, and then they could also, like, directly possess these enemies that they're spawning to, like, attack specific players or do different things. And then they can also leave traps for you, like they can put a trap on like an item box or something, and so when you open it, like the trap is triggered, and like the point of these traps is to raise the fear level of each survivor, and once the fear level reaches a certain threshold, then they can be that survivor can be possessed by the demon as well. And so you can use like one of the survivors to attack the other survivors and like further weaken them. But the game is really, really fun. There's like a lot of like references to the movies and every weapon. Like, of course, there's, you know, the chainsaw that Ash uses. And like the funny thing is that like the chainsaw can only be used by Ash, and but like they have like all these other different weapons. Like they have his signature boomstick. They have like different guns and different melee weapons that have made appearances. Like there's like shovels and bats, and like there's like a big greatsword that you can use. And so as you're fighting these demonic enemies, like you can like you're mostly using melee, and like you're using guns when you can. But you can do like these really gnarly finishing, like melee finishing moves to the enemies that like, and when you kill an enemy with a finishing move, like they can drop like items like health items or like ammo and stuff like that. But I, again, as a fan of the movies, like I love when the people making a licensed product, like, clearly are also fans of the product of licensing, because it's just like it fits the mood of Evil Dead so well, because you know you can tell like how when people make a licensed product, like they're being referential for the sake of being referential, and it kind of like rings hollow or falls flat. But this,
or they're just making a worse version of the movie,
like the Evil Dead 2013 remake. But like, everything in this game feels Like, everything they put in this game feels intentional and makes contextual sense. And it just feels like it replicates the movies, like, so well. And it's, like, it almost feels like actually getting to be a character in the movies. And that's really, really cool. I've had a lot of fun playing with... I managed to get, like, three of my friends to play the game with me. And we played a session last night. And we didn't complete the mission, but it was, like, really fun and chaotic and hilarious. And that's really all I was looking for. But, like, it is just a really good game. Like, I was, like, really nervous about it because, like, I think that a lot of times, again, when people try to do things like this, they tend to, like, not come out very well. They all, like, they usually take the wrong things from the source material and just make something that's, like, not great. But this game is really fun, and, like, I've been having a really great time, like, experimenting with the different characters and picking up, like, all, like, the bonus items and, like, getting extra, like, bonus content and stuff. So I like it. Actually, the Evil Dead is a really good game.
I doubt they did this, but I would really enjoy if they made an animation with any other character tried to pick up the chainsaw where the chainsaw just attacked them. I'm pretty sure if you're another character and you try to pick it up, it just looks like you can't. But I would really like it if, like, there was something about why you couldn't.
Well, I guess there is something about why, because, like, the chainsaw is, like, it has the thing. Because in the movies, like, Ash put the chainsaw over the stump of his, like, on his arm stump after he took his hand off. So, like, it's, like, it has, like, the little, like, fitting at the end of the chainsaw where his stump would go in. And so, like, if any other character tries to use the chainsaw, then it just says, it doesn't even say only Ash can use the chainsaw. It just says, this weapon cannot be used by your character or something like that.
Yeah, but, like, how much better would it be if, like, the chainsaw attacked her character?
Actually, that would be kind of annoying because, like, there's all this other shit attacking me at the same time that, like, if I try to pick up the chainsaw and it attacked me, it would frustrate me.
You're not going to kill me. I'm going to kill me.
But yeah, it's a really good game. I'm recommending it, not just to fans of the movies, but I would recommend it to, like, anybody who
fans of games.
I think that, like, yeah, if you like games where, like, where you're having to work together as a team, and, you know, and you also like really, really like violent video games, it's a really good time. I think that one of the
you should check it out.
Yeah, you should check it out. One of the comparisons that I see a lot is people have been comparing this game to Dead by Daylight a lot. And on one hand, I can see that because of the asymmetrical multiplayer aspect of the game. But I think that this is a lot more involved than Dead by Daylight in that you're not necessarily – because in Dead by Daylight, one of the things that you're doing is you're constantly running away from the killer or trying to hide from them. And you can't really you don't really have a means of defending yourself. Whereas, like, when the demon, like, actually manifests in physical form, like, all four people are, like – like, they converge on this guy and, like, are actively trying to, like, murder him.
Let's fuck him up.
Yeah. So it's, like, and I'm enjoying it a lot more because I like the aspect of being able to fight back and, like, actually kill stuff. Whereas in Dead by Daylight, like, I didn't really like it because it's just, like, there was that aspect of it. But there's also, like, I found that very often in Dead by Daylight, like, all four people would just, like, scatter and just do random things, and it was just very frustrating because if you're playing with random people, you're not communicating with them usually, so, like, it's just chaos most of the time. But I found that even playing with randoms in Evil Dead, the objectives are more, I think they're more clearly defined, so that even if you're not talking to your teammates, everybody is moving toward the same thing, so it's less frustrating because, like, more or less we're, like, all moving toward the same thing, so, like, the objectives still get completed, basically.
Somebody who's played neither, it does sound a lot like Reverse.
I don't think I'm familiar with Reverse.
It's the Resident Evil.
Oh, right.
Little.
And I haven't played Reverse, so I'm not sure. I do know, like, the general, like, there's some dude who is, like playing cards to, like, throw stuff in their way or something like that.
Yeah.
I think that the main difference with this is that you're basically doing that in Evil Dead as the demon. Like, you're still spawning enemies and stuff, but, like, and I don't know if this is something you can do in reverse, but you're like, there are points at which you can like directly control, like,
yeah, you can.
Your spawn. Okay.
Yeah,
but like, it's a really cool game, and I'm hoping that, you know, I'm seeing that it's like it's reviewing pretty well, and I'm hoping that like the game gets supported for a while, because I want more people to play it, because I'm having a really good time with it. I've also decided that I'm going to start playing Immortals Fenyx Rising. And I like it a lot. It's like, because I was feeling fatigue from Horizon Forbidden West, because like, and it was feeling fatigue in the same way that I felt for Witcher 3, which is at a certain point in The Witcher 3, I looked at the map and I was like, I saw the icons and I was like, I cannot do this. And then like, and I was like, well, I was like, I can't do this right now. I'll come back to it later. And
they never did.
And 7 years later, I still have not played any Witcher 3 since then. But like a lot of the fatigue that I was feeling with Forbidden West is like it wasn't just like the objectives that they gave, like how many missions and side missions they give you, but like it is just so saturated with like options for the player as far as like weapons and like other utilities that it was just like too much for me. And like I was just like, there are too many versions of all these weapons, and it felt like overload at a certain point. And like I started to feel fatigued by it, and it got to the point where like when I thought about playing it, I was just like, I don't feel like playing this game. And I've actually got to the point where I just recently uninstalled it, because I'm just like, I'm not playing this game. It's just taking up space on my hard drive right now. So, but
I mean, it's a pretty massive game. So yeah. Like, that's pretty incredible. And there's like, there's times where I wish some of those games wouldn't have like as many markers or make as many things as like a side quest.
Yeah.
Like, I wish it was more like in games where you like you, when you discover like a new area, like it just like pops up, gives you XP, and says what the name of the area is. I wish some of them like say spawning nesting points for like monsters,
right?
Like with Witcher 3, like don't have it on the map as like a question mark. Like you just come across it, get the then like that, or like don't have like certain things as like quests, filling up that quest log. I just wish some of it was more like organic in how you come across it. And yeah,
I really go ahead, Janae.
I was like, yes, there's probably be like maps and stuff and people online, like, hey, this is how you like 100% like everything, or like how you find everything. But like, and like maybe some people will be annoyed that like not everything is like easily seen there. But like, I do think that like having everything as an option or everything marked is just like kind of like overwhelming, because it just feels like you're not making any progress in the game. And like, also, it's just like, all right, well, there like, it's just be more of the same thing,
but it's like,
far away.
Point.
Yeah,
like and
it's just
As far as the map goes, I really like what Ghostwire does, because if you just look at everything on the map, it's a ridiculous amount of things on a map to look at, you know.
Yeah.
But it gives you a shit ton of filter options for like what you want to see and what you don't want to see, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I hate is Witcher 3 does this, and I hate when I want to. I love when there's filters, but I hate when they're like, it will only show you the quest that you're currently like choosing to track, and you can't see all of them.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'm like, all right, well, like, can I go to this area and then just like bust five of these quests out? All right, I'm gonna go there.
Yeah.
And like that helps me decide, but then the other option is just pick the quest, and if it doesn't like have the map on the same thing. Oh, that's super annoying, and you just have to like go through them. It's super like,
yeah.
No, I don't like that either.
And Forbidden West does have filters. It has like a bunch of filters for different map icons. And I think that honestly, I think a lot of where I'm feeling overwhelmed is the amount of choice that I'm given as far as like the weapons that I'm using. Because there are too many types of weapons you can use. And I think that within those types of weapons, there are too many variations of those weapons. And so it really feels like too much. And I'm just like, every time I go into my inventory screen, I'm just like, I don't know. This is just too much for me. And so I kind of bounced off of it at a certain point. But I've been playing Immortals Fenyx Rising, and it feels like it's basically like Assassin's Creed Odyssey if Assassin's Creed Odyssey was made for kids. Because it's got a very lighthearted, cartoony aesthetic to it. But like it's a really fun, pretty world to move around in, because you have these wings on your back and you can kind of like glide over like the landscape, and like, you know, and like the combat is like really simple but like also very satisfying. And so it's just like, it's been like a game that like I'm just like, man, this is a good game to chill out with. And like, I think one of the criticisms that I heard about the game when it came out was people really didn't like the writing, and I'm like, it's fine. Like it's moving the story.
It's one of the things that made me stop for sure. Yeah. Like I bought that game right around the launch of PS5,
yeah.
You know, and both the visuals and the writing is definitely what killed it for me.
Yeah. Like I think that a lot of it is just like, I don't imagine that at any point, because I understand what they're going for. They're trying to make me laugh at a bunch of points. And like, I don't think that it will ever get to the point where I'm laughing out loud at like any particular story point or any particular line of dialogue.
I'm breathing a little bit here.
it hasn't even inspired that for me, honestly. But like, it doesn't annoy me. It's not bothering me. It's like, it's fine. I'm enjoying playing the game. So it is what it is. And also, I have been playing, I don't know if you guys have heard of this game called Trek to Yomi.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess I should say I have been playing it. I finished the story of the game last week. It's about 5 hours. And if for those of you who don't know what it is, it's basically like this this 2D, this 2.5D sort of samurai action game where you are you're going through different environments and like having sword fights with other people to in this quest for redemption and revenge. It's very much stylized in the way of the old Akira Kurosawa films, with like the black and white motif, and it is for the story itself is very good. I really enjoyed the story of like, you know, like this lone samurai trying to like trying to get on his quest for revenge, and like also trying to like redeem himself in the process, and like the enemies and like the dialogue that like you're hearing like during like different story points is really, really good. And I think this would have made a fantastic movie. The gameplay, on the other hand, is something that I found like very unsatisfying.
I've been hearing that a lot. That's the only reason I haven't bought it.
Yeah,
I've heard that from multiple people.
It's like, because it is like, and I think that a lot of, and for me personally, I think that a lot of that might have been colored by my experience with Ghost of Tsushima. Just because of like, on one hand, like that is Ghost of Tsushima, I feel, has like very, very satisfying combat, and it feels really cool to like to kill the enemies in those sword fights. Whereas in this game, it's just like there isn't like a real sense of impact with the combat, and it just feels very like, it feels very weightless to me. And there are a lot of, they do give you a fair amount of like moves and maneuvers to use in fights, but like you don't really need to use most of them, because like you kind of get away with doing like one or two attacks the whole time. And maybe in higher difficulties that's you know less like that's less true, but I was playing on the default difficulty and I kind of got through like using the same attack for the most part.
I think 15 years ago that was more acceptable, you know.
Yeah.
Like with God of War, you could really just square triangle the whole thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot more you can do, but there's no reason for you to, you know?
And the game doesn't really incentivize me to do that.
Yeah.
So. I mean, if you should do one thing, be efficient.
Yeah. Well, like, and Tom, because I texted Tom about it, and, he asked me how it was, and I said that the game fit very securely in the okay category. Because it's not a terrible game, but it's like it's not a game that I will play again ever, I think. It's just because I felt like that one because there wasn't a whole lot there to me outside of like different endings and stuff like that to like warrant an additional playthrough. The story was good, but I don't feel like I cared enough about it to see the other outcomes of the story. I kind of just wanted to get the one outcome I was moving toward and then be done with the game. Which kind of sucks because like I was really actually excited for this game pre-release. And I was really excited to pick it up when it came out. But like once I actually like put time in with it, like I just felt myself getting really bored like halfway through the game. Like about 2 hours in, I was just like, okay, let's like I like where the story's going, but like my journey from story point is like really boring me. So let's try to wrap this up. But
so you hit it and quit it, is what you're saying.
I did. I hit it and quit. Like Trek to Yomi is, and again, I think the story was really good, but
it's not wife material. It's like a fling material.
Yeah, it's a little fling. And the last thing I've been putting a good amount of time into is I returned to Control. And I'm actually making like more progress with the game. I've gotten past the point where I played it last time, and the game is really cool. Like I've been kind of like going back and forth between playing with ray tracing on and ray tracing off, because like just to see like different areas of the game. But either way, like the game, like I like the moment to moment gunplay of that game is like really cool. Like it's really satisfying to like pick up like chunks of rock or like pick up like fire extinguishers or whatever, and like throw them at guys. And I got to the point where I can like grab rockets out of the air and throw them back at people. It's a really neat game. I'm looking forward to the levitation. I know that's a power that I haven't gotten yet, but I'm looking forward to the levitation. But it's like I've said it before when the game came out, and like that game is like exactly the kind of weird that I like, because it's like it's the kind of weird that like I've never really been able to like really define. It's like weird shit like floppy disks that can levitate items around them and shit like that. I was like, what do you call that? I don't know. But like it's really neat, and like
it's some goofy shit.
It's just a lot of goofy shit going on. But like I'm having a really, really good time with it. I really love like exploring the oldest house and picking up all the documents and like reading them, and I get so frustrated because like there's so many things that are in the documents that are redacted, and I'm like, what is that thing? What are they saying? Like, what date did this happen on? Who did this thing? And, but it's a really cool game, and I'm looking forward to like where the story goes. I'm looking forward to like playing the DLC that I know is out for it. I found that playing that game with headphones on is actually a really good experience, because that game has like so many weird fucking sounds in it, and like so like feeling like moving through the oldest house and like feeling like hearing those sounds around you, and like especially like when you go to the astral plane and you're being talked to by the board, and they're like doing that, they're like that weird backwards speak that they use. It's like it's really cool. I'm liking this game a lot, and I feel like Remedy is really good at making very singular and distinct experiences with their games. And I feel like playing through this game, I am like feeling more and more excited for whatever they do next.
Max Payne is what they're doing next.
Well, like the next like new thing that they're doing next, right? Like
next original IP.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to like seeing like what's the next weird story that they're gonna tell, right?
I hope it's gonna tell me.
I think that a Remedy Otome would like when I think Remedy Otome, like for some reason in my mind I'm seeing L.A. Noire, except like instead of accusing people of lying about crimes, You're accusing them of lying about not being in love with you. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm seeing that in my head, but yeah.
You know, it's funny hearing you talk about like switching between performance mode and fidelity. Like, I played that game when it first came out, and I went through the whole fucking thing on PS4, on a base model PS4,
Yeah.
And for anybody that played it that way, you know that it was just miserable. Like,
there's a lot of chug-a-lugs.
It was not a fun time.
It
no one enjoyed it.
It was a slideshow, and I still fucking loved it.
Yeah.
Playing it on PS5 is much better.
Yeah, I've been playing it on performance mode for the most part. Because like that game is so smooth on performance mode. But like, I do like,
and I don't know if it's the first, but like one of the first games with proper ray tracing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't like playing the game that way because like I don't usually feel good about compromising frame rate for visual fidelity. But it is cool, like, to, like if I'm, like, standing still in an environment, to, like, switch it on and, like kind of, like, pan the camera around, like, see the details in the environment.
Yeah.
And then I switch it back off.
For a game like that, like, a game like Control, I'll totally go for the visuals, because, like, that game is not, like, 30 frames is fine for that game, If it's, like, something competitive, yeah, give me the fucking performance.
I think 30 frames is fine, but, like, if you're going from... Like, a lot of the time, I'm playing something that moves at a higher frame rate than that. And so, like, my eyes, they don't adjust well to that shift. So, I feel
my eyes move so – I can read things so quickly.
Yeah.
Like
my eyes see into the future, so I can't really do that. Well, no, it just feels weird to me when, like, when I go from, like, something that's, like, running at, like, a much higher frame rate to playing something that plays at 30. It just it messes with me.
Well, yeah, there's like the very large contrast with the two, so it feels like almost like I don't want to say unsettling, but I guess like off-putting. I don't know.
Like, yeah. Oops. And like if I gave myself time to adjust to it, then it would be fine. But I never feel like giving myself time to adjust to it.
You need to watch something that has even lower frame rates. So then, play it. So then,
I mean, literally everything you watch has lower frame.
Yeah, I'll just watch a movie at 24 frames per second, and then and then play Control. Then it's gonna feel like it's lightning speed.
Exactly. It's just comparative.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm feeling really good about like what I've been playing lately, because like everything that I've been playing has been like, I'm like having a really good time with it. And it's not often that I feel
except
that way.
Trek to Yomi.
Well, I'm not currently playing Trek to Yomi, so it's
fuck like, that game.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say fuck that game. Like they,
oh,
it's an okay game.
It's wait, not, maybe that was that game.
it's an okay game. It's no Bound by Flame. I will gladly say fuck that game to Bound by Flame, but Trek to Yomi is fine. It's fine. It's just it's not my thing, I guess. But yeah, I'm in a position where like I'm like actually like actively enjoying like everything that I'm playing. Which isn't always the case. So. What's that?
Excited for games now than I've been in a long time. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So. I'm very stoked about. Well, apparently, I don't know. Maybe it's changed. Last thing I saw is Hogwarts Legacy is supposed to come out this year. We'll see.
Yeah.
That sounds like a Christmas game.
I hope so, because me and Britta already decided we're gonna try and we're gonna get a PS5 like jointly for Christmas. That's gonna be our Christmas gift for each other.
Like a nice gift.
Yeah, I mean that's what we did with the Switch, and we've done with like other like larger purchases that we both kind of want. Is just like let's just go have these and call it a gift, because like money is finite.
Yeah.
But yeah, and also that we like nice things, so.
Also, in the last month, I've seen my first two Miyazaki films, so that's been.
Oh, which ones?
I saw Howl's Moving Castle and Princess Mononoke.
What'd you think Quick assessment of each one.
Didn't care for Howl's Moving Castle. Mononoke was pretty cool.
Was it the Billy Crystal? Was that too much for you?
No, it was actually like the like the lack of cohesive plot and character development that did it for me. But I thought Mononoke was pretty rad. So, and actually,
there's a lot of story stuff with Howl that they don't like really explain. But that's also like not uncommon with Miyazaki films to like not. It's like, this is a thing.
Yeah. Well, I will say the two worst things about Mononoke were Billy Bob Thornton and Claire Danes. But the rest of the movie, everything else about that movie was pretty cool. So,
I did want to talk about, like, just games as a whole, right? Because I've been not wanting to play a lot of video games until recently.
Yeah.
And I feel like games are in a much, at least for me, for my taste, where games are going is as drastically improved. And there's a lot of things, a lot of news things that make me happy and excited, you know? I'm excited for all these fucking Silent Hill 2 rumors that have been coming out the last day or two.
That's your game.
I know a lot of people are pissed that it's rumored to be Blooper Team, but I think that they can do a really good job with it.
Well, what's the deal? Like, why don't people like them? I thought they do. I feel like they do pretty good work.
I feel like they do too, but a lot of people are like, you know, they want it to be Team Silent, and that's never going to happen, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm psyched for that. I'm psyched for the return of Mike Ross, like to the FGC and all that. Like, that's fucking awesome, you know. All these Turtles games coming out. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Video games.
That'd be a good time.
Yeah.
Now there's, I feel you on that. Because, like, besides, like, the two, like, Atomi games, like, on my, like, I haven't really been playing any, like, mobile games besides, like, those two. And, like, I actually finished The Witcher, and I'm excited about like quite a few games coming up. I was excited about the Kirby game, and it's pretty fun. I don't like certain things about it, but I still think it's a great Kirby game. The Lego Star Wars game, I played that with Sean, and like that one's also like significantly better than the other Lego games. Like a lot, there's still some problems that I have, and it's still a little bit clunky, but it's significantly less than the other games. As it should be, but as far as like all the games that I've played recently, like besides the one Atomi that I was complaining about, like I'm still gonna. I probably just need to play it in a different headspace when I like want more of a story and less of like cute pictures and like hand holding. I feel you on that. There's a lot of things I'm like, more excited about too. I find myself like normally there's like shows that I watch and things like that, and like certain things like that I'm like, oh man, I need to watch this, and I have like my list of like TV shows and movies that I'm trying to get through. But like more often than not, like I only use the TV to like play my like console games on, and then a lot of times I'm on my Switch and visual novels on like the giant TV, I'm like not a huge fan of. I don't know why. It just feels weird to have it on display.
Sure. Luna to know how horny you are.
Yeah, I can't have my dog judging
me. Play it on the TV. Put it on a projector. You should rent out a theater and play one in the theater.
I'm gonna rent out the new gaming coliseum and
competitive Otomis.
No, it's just, I'm just going to rent it out and not invite anybody. So the staff will just see me alone on this giant screen playing Atomi.
they'll be like the person who does escape rooms by themselves.
Oh. I should enjoy it. I mean, like, if you want to do it by yourself, you can. But sure. That just seems really sad. Because it's supposed to be like a cooperative thing. But also, like, my sister like kind of took it over, and sometimes it's annoying. So it's like sometimes I also do want to do like an escape room by myself to fuck other people. I feel you on that. Like I don't play as often or as like varied games as you two do, but I still feel that as well. Like, things are just kind of, like, better. And I think it's just because, like, I've gotten back into Atomic Games a lot, and then this year is going to be one of the best years in, like, a long time when it comes to releases. But yeah, no. Gaming good.
Yeah.
Yay new games with original IP.
Yeah, some of the games that I've been looking forward to have gotten delayed, but I'm really excited to eventually get to the release date on those, because I just want to play them. I want to play them so bad.
So. Yeah. Kingdom Hearts 3, we're getting a new Kingdom Hearts story. I mean, I know it's not this year or anything soon, but we got it now.
Kingdom Hearts 3 or 4?
I meant 4.
Okay.
I don't know numbers.
Dude, I picked up Death Smiles 1 and 2 on PlayStation. I didn't even know that they re-released those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Which one is Death Smiles again?
Death Smiles, I always forget if it's Cave or Treasure. It's an old bullet hell from, like, the 360 era.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It's
fantastic.
Yeah.
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 Is there any, like, closing thoughts about, like, games or video games or video games?
My closing thought is that the new PS Plus subscription service isn't that bad, and it's not that good. So stop being super pissed about it, and stop being super hyped about it. You know, it is what it is.
Just be whelmed.
Yeah.
All right. What about you, Ryan? Got anything?
I am in equal measures very pissed and very happy about the new PS Plus service.
I'm ambivalent, so I guess same. I also don't have a PS5, so yet. Yeah, I hope whoever's listening to this or watching this that you're also having a gaming renaissance. And every game you've been playing has been super enjoyable. And if not super enjoyable, at least mediocre. No bad games.
Like Trek to Yomi, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
We hope you're playing games at least as fun as Trek to Yomi.
Yeah, not worse.
Maybe a little bit better, though. A little bit more fun than that.
I'm just saying, that's the worst game that you've played in a while is Trek to Yomi. It's not bad.
Yeah, that's true. But if you can, aim for a little bit more fun than that.
Yeah, I mean, you deserve better, but, like, also, it's fine to have some mediocre.
Yeah.
Mediocre.
If you want to see our beautiful faces, we are on the YouTubes. We are on most podcast apps, such as Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes. We have a Discord that will be linked somewhere. And bye, guys.
Bye.